Like many newspapers, the St. Petersburg Times in Florida faces plummeting ad revenues and a shrinking newsroom. Still, it keeps pumping out award-winning investigative journalism, including stories about the secretive religion of Scientology. The group's spiritual headquarters is based nearby. But now Scientology has hired its own prize-winning reporters to investigate the Times. As Scott Finn of member station WUSF reports, this new tactic could have a chilling effect on journalism.
You may know about Scientology through famous members like John Travolta and Tom Cruise. And if you watched television in the 80s, you probably heard commercials about Scientology's most famous text.
Buy and read Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
As Scientology expanded, it drew scrutiny from its hometown newspaper, the St. Petersburg Times, which won a Pulitzer in 1980 for uncovering Scientology's inner workings. Last year, the paper accused Scientology's leader, David Miscavige, of physically beating his subordinates based on interviews with former high-ranking Scientologists. Church officials called that story a total lie. But instead of just complaining, church spokesman Tommy Davis says they decided to do something about it.
To be honest, I think we just took a playbook from the media. You know, media pay reporters all the time to investigate things.
The Church of Scientology hired two big names in the world of investigative reporting, former 60 Minutes producer Christopher Say Cheney and Pulitzer Prize winner Russell Carollo. No one's saying how much they were paid. The two agreed to write a report about the newspaper's coverage of Scientology. As part of their investigation, they called the executive editor of the St. Petersburg Times, Neil Brown.
So they wanted us to participate in a study of our work paid for by the subjects of our work. It seemed odd at best.
Brown says the newspaper refused to answer the reporter's questions. He says the church had already hired three law firms to raise questions about the newspaper's work.
When you've been threatened with lawsuits, it doesn't make sense to start to have a conversation with the subjects who are threatening you about the work. So we ultimately just simply had to say this isn't really an independent, objective review, and we've got a lot of journalism left to do, and we're going to go forward with it.
To Davis, this reeks of hypocrisy.
I do think the St. Pete Times comes from the, you know, can dish it out but can't take it school of thought.
Davis says Scientology church officials have no plans to release the report to the public. But that didn't stop Davis from talking about it to the Washington Post, calling it highly critical of the Times' coverage. The two reporters declined to be interviewed. In a statement, they say they acted ethically and maintained complete editorial control. Other journalists are asking what it means when investigative reporters become private investigators for hire. Lauren Guglione teaches media ethics at Northwestern University.
When do you stop being a journalist? It does raise a question when you become the employee of an organization that is essentially not a news organization by any stretch of the imagination, indeed, is maybe trying to go to war with a news organization.
He says as newsrooms downsize, great reporters are having to look for other sources of funding. And Guglione suspects this won't be the last time the target of an investigation seeks to turn the tables on the media. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Tampa.